From there he arose, and went away into the region of Tyre and Sidon. He entered into a house, and did not want anyone to know it, but he could not escape notice. But immediately a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race. She begged him that he would cast the demon out of her daughter, but he said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not appropriate to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, sir. Yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." He said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she went away to her house, she found the child lying on the bed, the demon having left. Again he departed from the borders of Tyre, and came through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the region of Decapolis. They brought to him one who was deaf and had a speech difficulty, and they begged Jesus to lay his hand on him. He took him aside from the crowd, privately, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat, and touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was released, and he spoke clearly. He commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, so much the more widely they proclaimed it. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes even the deaf hear, and the mute speak."